我们今天要继续来看这个，但以书第四章。
And today we're going to continue to study the book of Daniel, chapter 4.
那我们这几次呢，我们看但以理书呢，我们都要先来看第几章第几节。
So these couple of times we actually are looking, you know, like chapters and verses of the book of Daniel.
第几章？是一章，记得第几节，记得吗？
So which chapter and which verse? Are we always going back
32节,
to
this time? Okay. 32节, 我们一起来把这段经文来读一下。来，这违背圣约的人，他必用巧言勾引，唯独认识神的子民，以刚强行事。再来一次，作恶违背圣约的人，他必用巧言勾引，唯独今天呢是美国国庆啊。
And today is the Independence Day of the United States.
我们感谢神，我们还有一个独立的国家。
And we praise the Lord that we still have this independent country.
我们还可以算是自由的敬拜。
And we can still enjoy this free worship.
那为此我们感恩。
And for this we give thanks.
有一天这个自由会过去。
There might be a day that we no longer can enjoy this freedom anymore.
有一天基督徒会为这个信仰而受迫害。
And there might be a day that Christians here will be persecuted for their belief.
你说我为什么那么消极？
And you might want to ask, why am I so pessimistic?
为什么不积极一点，说我们不让这一天来到？
And why am I, you know, having a more optimistic tune?
那你要知道说保罗他到帖撒罗尼迦那里的时候跟有一批刚信主的信徒，他们信主之后，保罗后来就写信告诉他说，你看我当初就告诉你们迫害会来。
And you have to remember the epistle from Paul to the church of Thessalonica, and he told them in his letter, he said, you know, I've told you already, the persecutions are coming, and remember, these are just new believers.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦三个周末。
Paul spent 3 weekends in Thessalonica.
信主之后的人上这个初信召旧。
And of those new believers, they joined the basic Christianity class.
为主受迫害是其中一门课。
And to be persecuted for the Lord is part of a lesson.
请问你们初信召旧的时候有没有上过这门课？
So when you were taking your basic Christianity lesson, were you ever taught this lesson?
因为大部分我们都不敢教你，教你了，然后你就不敢受洗了。
Most of the Sunday school teachers are not are kind of afraid to teach you this lesson because if you learn this lesson, probably they fear that you're not going to come back to church anymore.
有一天迫害要来。
There will be a day that we will suffer persecution.
那一天我们要受考验。
And we will be tested.
考验我们到底是否真的认识。
We'll be tested whether we do truly know this God or not.
有一本书呢是挺有名的，大部分人不能说大部分，应该有不少的人有读过这本书。
A very famous book. This book, I would say many of you should have read this book.
如果你还没有读的，你一定要把这本书买下来读。
If you have not yet read this book, I suggest you to buy this book and read it.
就是巴克写的《认识神》。
This is Knowing God by Packer.
我20年前，读过这本书里头的第二课，给我印象非常深刻。
20 years ago, I read this book, and lesson 2 of this book left me a very long-lasting impression.
第二课前面一开始他就讲到说，作者跟一个学者在阳光下散步。
In the beginning of the second lesson, it was the author was taking a stroll with a scholar under the sun.
这个学者呢，因为这个福音真理和一些重要的人物发生冲突。
And the scholar had some conflicts with some important people because of the gospel truth.
因为这一个冲突呢，可能他就舍弃了他学术界的这个前程。
And because of the conflicts, he probably has to forsake his career in academic area.
然后他就说，这个学者就轻轻地说了一句。
And the author recorded that the scholar said in a small voice.
他说我不在乎，因为我认识神。
He said, I don't care because I know God.
我已经认识神。
And I have already known God.
我已经认识神这一句，这对这个人不再只是一个头脑上的知识。
The sentence, I've already known God, is no longer just a knowledge in his head.
而是他生命与这一位真神有一个真实的关系。
But this true connection between his life and this God.
所以今天的信息，我们读但以理书整个系列的信息很简单，就是要认识这一位神。
And so today we're continue with the book of Daniel, and the message is very simple. Do we really know God?
那第二课里头，那本书第二课里头呢，有四个大点，我觉得。我就拿出来跟大家讲，今天不是讲这四大点，但是跟你们分享。
And so in lesson two of that book, there are four main points. And so here I'm going to share with you. The focus of this sermon, by the way, is not these four points, but I do want to share with you these four points.
他说认识神的人有大能力为神做工。
It is that those who know God have great energy for God.
认识神的人对神有伟大的思想。
Those who know God have great thoughts for God.
认识神的人为神表现大无畏的勇气。
Those who know God show great boldness for God.
认识神的人在神里面有极大的满足。
And those who know God have great contentment in God.
他也是用但以理书来讲。
And he's also referring to the book of Daniel.
这就交给你们自己读了。
And so I'm going to give you this assignment.
我多讲的话，就在讲他第二课的信息了。
If I continue more, I'm going to just focus on the content of this lesson too.
后面有一首诗。
In the end, there was a poem.
那中文翻译的不是太好，我重新把它翻译一遍。
So the Chinese translation.Originally wasn't very good, so Pastor Dennis retranslated it.
他说主或生或死非我所虑，主爱你是你为蒙慈恩，人若长寿欢心，因我可以长久顺命，人若短命何忧，展翅飞翔永恒之中。
Lord, it belongs not to my care whether I die or liveTo love and serve thee is my share, and this thy grace must give. If life be long, I'll be glad that I may long obey. If short, then why should I be sad to soar to endless day?
如果你对这首诗有共鸣的话，
If this poem actually echoes in your mind,
也许我们开始认识这位神。
Maybe this is the beginning of us knowing this God.
如果这首诗只是一个漂亮的字，对你内心里面没感觉的话，
and if the poem is just, you know, like beautiful words and doesn't elicit any emotion in your heart,
也许认识神只是停留在我们的脑海中，
and maybe this knowing God just stays in our mind.
我们今天要来看但以理书第四章。
So today we're going to take a look at chapter 4 of Daniel.
这是尼布甲尼撒王的一个见证。
And this is a testimony of King Nebuchadnezzar.
他从一开始就表明这是他的一个见证。
And in the beginning, he has clearly said that this is his personal testimony.
我们一起来看这个一到三节，我们请Joyce念英文的。
So let's take a look at verse 1-3. King Nebuchadnezzar to all peoples, nations, and language that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you.It has seemed good to me to show the signs and wonders that the Most High God has done for me. How great are his signs, how mighty his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion endures from generation to generation.
这是尼布甲尼撒王对各方各国各族的人说。
And this is a saying from King Nebuchadnezzar to all peoples and nations and languages.
为什么他对各方各国各族的人呢？
Why did he talk to all peoples and nations and languages?
因为他是巴比伦王。
Because he is the king of Babylon.
巴比伦王在那个时候势力非常的大，已经占领了 各地的 国家。
And he has a great vast of territory conquering almost all the world.
在他的国度里头有各方各国各族的人。
And within his kingdom, there exist many nations, many tongues, and many people.
巴比伦王也是在但以理书第二章那里神给他的梦说你是那个金头。
And the same king of Babylon, in the dream, in the second chapter of Daniel, he was referred to as the golden head.
在四个梦中讲的四个人的国度里面他是最高最强的那一个。
And within the four kingdoms of man, he is the highest. He enjoys the most sovereignty.
他代表人国度里头最高最强的一个王。
And he is the strongest and the highest of king of all.
他在这里第一节就说愿你们大享平安我乐意将那至高的神向我所行的神迹奇事宣扬出来。
And he said, peace be multiplied to you. It has seemed good to me to show the signs and wonders that the Most High God has done for me.
他称那个在他身上发生的事情为神迹奇事。
So he called whatever has happened to him the signs and wonders.
等一下我们会看发生在他身上的事情他说那神迹是何等何其大。
And so we'll read on to see how great and how marvelous this wonder is.
他说那在发生他身上的事情神所做的那个奇事是何其甚。
And this wonder, this is so great. So great is his signs.
最后他见证说神的国是永远的。
And at last he testifies that his kingdom, the kingdom of God, is everlasting.
他的权柄存到万代。
And his dominion endures from generation to generation.
在这里我们看到神选了这一个在人的国度里面最强的那一位王。
So here we saw that God chose this mightiest king of all.
当他在他的身上来经历神的神迹神的奇事。
And that king can experience the signs and wonders of God.
让他知道我们的主我们神的国是永远的他的权柄存到万代。
So that he can truly fasten that the kingdom of God is everlasting and that his dominion lasts from generation to generation.
来到后面的时候三十四节。
And continue to verse 34.
我们跳到后面34节尼布甲尼撒王又说日子满足我尼布甲尼撒举目望天我的聪明复归于我我便称颂至高者赞美尊敬活到永远的神他的权柄是永远的他的国存到万代。
And let's jump to verse 34. At the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven.And my reason returned to me, and I blessed the Most High, and praised and honored him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom endures from generation to generation.
今天第四章经文很多，加上翻译，我没有办法每一节都讲。
We have so many verses in chapter 4, and because of a translation, I am not able to cover all these verses.
当你注意看第三节刚刚我们念的那里最后一句他说什么他的国是永远的他的权柄存到万代。
But let's pay attention to the second half of verse 3. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion endures from generation to generation.
然后在最后在三十四节他开始又在见证神的时候那一句也是说到他的权柄。是永有的他的国存到万代。
And in verse 34, when he was testifying on the glory of God, he also said, for his kingdom, for his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom endures from generation to generation.
所以我们就晓得这一章一个重点在讲到神的国是永远的。神的国是存到万代。
So we know that one of the focuses of this chapter is thatGod's dominion is everlasting, and that his kingdom endures from generation to generation.
中间呢，其实重复在讲尼布甲尼撒王做了一个梦。
And in the middle, I was talking about again and again the dream of Nebuchadnezzar.
四到十八节讲尼布甲尼撒王的梦。
So from verse 4 to 18, it's talking about King Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
19到27讲到但以理为王解梦。
And 19 to 27 is talking about the interpretation of the king's dream.
然后梦就应验了，在28节到33节。
And the dream came true between 28 to verse 33.
你读的话，你会发现它一直在重复。
And so when you're reading, you can see a lot of repetitions.
一直在重复尼布甲讲尼撒王所做的梦。
And it's repeating again and again the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar.
那我今天只跟大家看18节到这27节。
So today I'm only going to show you verse 18 to 27.
到26节。
18 to 26.
不是说其他重复的就不用读。
I'm not saying that you don't have to read the other repetitions.
我们从18到26，我们请 Joyce 帮我们念英文的。
So I'm going to read 18 to 26. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, saw, and you, O Belteshazzar, tell me the interpretation, because all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known to me the interpretation, but you are able.For the spirit of a holy God is in you. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was dismayed for a while, and his thoughts alarmed him. The king answered and said, Belteshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation alarm you. Belteshazzar answered and said, My lord, may the dream be for those who hate you, and its interpretation for your enemies. The tree you saw, which grew and became strong,so that its top reached to heaven, and it was visible to the end of the whole earth, whose leaves were beautiful, and its fruit abundant, and in which was food for all, under which beasts of the field found shade, and whose branches the birds of heavens lived. It is you, O king, who have grown and become strong. Your greatness has grown and reaches to heaven, and your dominion to the ends of the earth. And because the king saw a watcher, a holy one,coming down from heaven and saying, Chop down the tree and destroy it, but leave the stump of its roots in the earth, bound it with a band of iron and bronze, in the tender grass of a field, and let him be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts of the field, till 7 periods of time pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king. It is a decree of the Most High, which has come upon my lord the king,that you shall be driven from among men, and your dwelling shall be with the beasts of a field. You shall be made to eat grass like an ox, and you shall be wet with the dew of heaven, and 7 periods of time shall pass over you, till you know that the Most High rules the kingdom of men and gives it to whom he will. And as it was commanded to leave the stump of the roots of a tree, your kingdom shall be confirmed for you,From the time that you know that heaven rules.
王的梦有四个部分。
So there are four parts of the dream of the king.
第一部分呢，他讲到有一棵树非常高大。
And the first part is talking about this huge gigantic tree.
在二十节那里说到说这棵树渐长而且坚固高的顶天。从地极都能看见。
So in verse 20, it was talking about the tree you saw, which grew and became so strong, so that its top reached to heaven, and it was visible to the end of the whole earth.
在这之前呢，第十、第十一节，尼布甲尼撒王自己在形容这个梦的时候说，那一棵树是极其高大。
And so Nebuchadnezzar, in the past verses, he was describing this tree as exceedingly great.
那但以理说这就是你了。
And Daniel said, this is you, O king.
是一个极其高大的树，地极的人都能够看得见。
Its height was great, and that the end of the earth can see it.
第二部分是讲到这个可做众生的食物。
And the second part is that it was food for all.
那讲到它叶子华美，它的果子甚多，可以做众生的食物。
It says that the leaves are so beautiful and the fruits are so abundant that it can be the food for all.
这里没有特别解释那个是什么意思，我们大概可以猜想，就是巴比伦这个国家大到一个地步。
There is no specific interpretation of explanation of a meaning, but we can make a guess that the kingdom of Babylon is so vast.
那在各地的这个国家都是靠着他得益。
And countries of different regions are benefited from this kingdom.
那就好像今天的强国啊，美国的话，如果他是啊。如果他兴盛的话，很多国家也靠着他兴盛。
And so, just like the United States of America, when it's prosperous, a lot of other countries are benefiting from the prosperity of U.S.
所以巴比伦也是一样，它极大的一棵树，那叶子是华美啊，果子甚多，然后它可以在它之下的人可以蒙福。
And Babylon is so great that its leaves are so beautiful and its fruit are so abundant that the kingdom under its shade are benefiting.
那第三部分是什么呢?
What is the third part?
在23节说这树要被砍下来。
So in verse 23, this tree is going to be chopped down.
这棵高大的、极大的树、华美的树要被砍下来。
This beautiful, this magnificent tree is going to be chopped down.
然后但以理说，但以理就说啊，王啊，你就是这棵树。
And Daniel said, "Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, O king, you are this tree."
我们在后面的时候也看到说，王到了啊，尼布甲尼撒王到了某一个时期的时候，他就好像发疯了一样。
And we'll see later on that over a period of time, Nebuchadnezzar was actually lost his mind.
他要与地上的这个兽一同吃草。
And he's going to eat the grass like an ox.
啊，经过七期。
And seven periods of time is going to pass.
啊，七期是什么意思？
What is the meaning of seven periods of time?
啊，我们不确定这个是多长。
We are not very sure about its explanation.
有一点像中国人才喜欢用一个数字来表明一个很长的时间或者一个特定的时间。
And that's almost like, you know, in Chinese culture that we are trying to use a certain number to indicate a very long period of time or a certain duration of time.
那有时候我们中国人也用数字来描写其他东西，比如说七七八八。
And sometimes,
不三不四, 等等之类的,
and sometimes we also use numbers to describe other meanings, for example, like,Sevens and eights.
And 所以大概不一定是一个我们可以知道的一个时间，但是它是讲到一个时段。
So maybe it's not a period of time that we understand, but it's talking about a certain duration.
在那个时候呢，果真尼布甲尼撒王被赶出离开世人。
And at that period of time, King Nebuchadnezzar was driven from among men.
吃草如牛。
And he ate grass like an ox.
身被天露这个滴湿，头发很长，好像鹰爪。
And his body was
鹰毛啊。
And his body was wet with the dew of heaven until his hair grew as long as the eagle's feathers.
第四部分呢？这个梦的第四部分。是讲到说，等到你知道至高者在人的国中掌权。
So the fourth section is talking about until you know that the Most High rules the kingdom of man and gives it to whom He will.
要将国赐给谁就赐给谁。
And He will give the kingdom to whom He will.
这个信息大部分人都听过。
And I think most of you have heard this message.
这个信息大部分人都知道。
And most of you know this message.
尼布甲尼撒王也知道。
And Nebuchadnezzar actually knows this message too.
在第二章的时候，那但以理给他解梦的时候，他就说你的神是一个显奥秘事的神，他是万王之主，他是万神之神。
And in chapter 2, after Daniel interpreted his the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar, he praised the Lord. Your God is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is the one who shows, who reveals the mystery things.
在第三章的时候，他看到但以理三个朋友在这个火炉里头还烧不死，还有第四个人出现的时候，他就称他们为什么至高神的仆人。
And in chapter 3, when Nebuchadnezzar saw the three friends of Daniel, when they were in the fiery furnace, they were not burnt. But the fourth man actually appeared, who was the Son of God. He praised the Lord and called these three friends, the servants of the Most High God.
但是来到第四章的时候，他仍然有一段，有一个时刻，他认为这一切都是他的，都是属于他的。
But coming to this fourth chapter, for a period of time, he thought that the entire kingdom, everything belongs to him.
这是在哪里呢？这是在第二十八节那里。
So it's actually in verse 28.
这事都临到尼布甲尼撒王，过了十二个月，他游行巴比伦王宫里。他说：“这大巴比伦不是我用大能大力建为京都，要显我的威严和的荣耀吗？”
So in verse 28, all this came upon King Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he was walking on the roof of a royal palace of Babylon. And the king answered and said, "Is not this great Babylon, which I have built by my mighty power, and a royal palace?" For the glory of my majesty.
这话还没有说完，天上就有声音出现。
While the words were still with the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven.
尼布甲尼撒王啊，有话对你说，你的国位离开你了。
O King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken, the kingdom has departed from you.
如果有一天我也在教会里面散步。
So, let's say there's one day that I'm taking a stroll in the church.
扩建盖好了。
And the expansion of the church has finished.
假设我们不是盖一个小小的，我们是盖很大的。
So let's just imagine we're not just building a small expansion, but a huge one.
像十年前那样子这么大。
So as huge as what was planned 10 years ago.
你说怎么可能呢？邻居会不高兴。
And how can you say that the neighbor will not be happy, will be angry?
但是因为我的魅力，邻居都服了。
But because of my charm, my charismatic personality, all the neighbors actually were happy.
市政府也愿意让我们盖了。
And the government, the city government agreed as well.
他很乐意有我们这个教会在这里。
And they are so willing to have our church in this part of a city.
然后我就开始说，你看这些都不是因为要显出我这个牧者的能力吗？
And I started to say, is not this going to show my ability as a pastor?
你不要笑了。
Do not laugh.
你看到很多那些在做讲座的，都是请那些教会从小变得很大的，我都把他们请来讲的。
And when you see seminars, lectures, you can see pastors who actually raise the church from a very small size to a big one. They would invite those pastors to give the seminars.
Oh, 不是说他们没有功劳。
I'm not saying that they are not praiseworthy.
我也不能说巴比伦尼布甲尼撒王没有智慧。
And I'm not saying that King Nebuchadnezzar does not have wisdom.
但是神说，在他还没有说完这句话的时候，就说你的国位要离开你。
But God said, while the words were still in the king's mouth, there, his kingdom has departed from him.
那就对他说，你的这个聪明智慧要离开你。
And telling him that your wisdom, your power, your ability is departing from you.
很多东西在我们的掌握之中。
A lot of the things are under our control.
今天晚上睡着了，明天起来，你会不会变疯子，不在你的掌握之中。
However, when you go to sleep and then the next day you wake up, maybe you're going to turn insane and you're not no longer in control of your mind.
我们有的不过是我们用所用的这个头脑，这个头脑的这个品质怎么样，都不是我们由我们控制来的。
And we can only use the mind that was given to us. And regarding the quality of the mind, there it is out of our control.
我们在念书的时候，我们看到一些数学一看就开窍了。有些人怎么看都开不起， 不能开窍。
When we were studying, for example, mathematics, some people just have this instant click in their mind and can understand. But other problems, we just don't really understand.
你和他的差别就是你的头脑可以开窍，他的头脑不能开窍，不是因为你的努力，因为你的头脑就会开窍，人家的就不会。
And the difference is just, you know, some people can understand, some people don't really can get it. And it's not, it doesn't matter how hard you work.
那个头脑不是你努力得来的。
And this mind is beyond your hard working. You didn't gain it by your hard work.
那是神所给的恩典。
It is a blessing, a grace from God.
有一天你退休了，你走在你的退休房子，跟公寓跟旁边的湖，还有你的床，还有灯不晓得还有什么
Let's say one day after you retire and you're walking in your retired house, your retirement apartment, there might be a lake, might be a bed.
你会不会说这些都是我努力得来的？
Are you going to say that I earned all of this through my hard work?
你会不会觉得神在里头只是稍微帮助你一点？
And do you have the slightest intention or slightest thought that God only played a small role in me getting this?
你会发现到说在第四章在这里。
So you might notice that in this part of chapter 4.
你不讲你撒谎在那之前都知道神是万神之神。神是至高的神。
And before that, Nebuchadnezzar actually knew everything. He knew that God is the God of all, and he is the Lord of lords and King of kings.
当来到第四章的时候，他要重新学这个功课。
But in chapter 4, coming here, he has to learn this lesson again.
这棵树是高大，极其高大。
This tree is exceedingly high.
这棵树高的顶天。
Its height is great. Almost, it can reach to heaven.
高的地级的人都看得到。
It is so high, it is so tall that the end of the earth can see it.
但是在它之上还有一个至高者。
But even above it, there is the supreme one.
高这个字在这里不是随意出现的。
And high is not just a random word here.
因为在你去查这个看但以理书的话，至高者在第四章出现的特别多。
And when you take a look at the book of Daniel in chapter 4, the word most high appears very frequently.
第五章也出现两次至高者，也是在讲尼布甲尼撒王所认识的这个至高者。
And it also appears, most high also appears twice in chapter 5. It's also talking about this most high, which is known by King Nebuchadnezzar.
其他地方最多就是出现一两次。
And only a couple of times did the word appear in other places.
你看到第四章在这里描写一棵树极其高大，它高的顶天。
So when you take a look, you saw the description of this tree. Its height was great and it reached to heaven.
但是它提醒我们还有一个至高者。
But we were also reminded that there is this most high.
这信息大家都知道嘛。
And we know all of us know this message, right?
我不是要讲一些你们不知道的东西。
I'm not trying to tell you something that you don't know already.
但是我们是不是能够真体会？
But can we truly understand?
像那一个学者说，我不在乎，我已经认识神了。
Just as a scholar we mentioned in the beginning of the sermon, I don't care. I've already known this most high God.
对。
我们最后把34节一直到最后37节我们来念一遍。
So let's read through verse 34 to 37.
这一次我们来看中文的。日子满足，我尼布甲尼撒举目望天，我的聪明复归于我，我便称颂至高者，赞美尊敬活到永远的神。他的权柄是永有的，他的国存到万代。 世上所有的居民都算为虚无，在天上的万军和地上，他都凭自己的旨意行事，无人能拦阻他手。说你做什么呢？那时我的聪明富贵于我，为我的
荣耀
天意和光荣也都富贵于我，并且我的谋士和大臣也来朝见我，我又得坚立的国位
上大的权柄加增于我。
现在我尼布甲尼撒赞美尊崇恭敬天上的王，因为他所做的全是诚实，他所行的也都公平，那行动他并常。在这里我们看到有几点。
So we can notice several points here.
第一点。
First.
当尼布甲尼撒王认识到这位至高者真的体会到他是那永久的君王的时候。
So when Nebuchadnezzar really understand this Most High and know that he is the king of all.
他认识到人的无有。
He finally understand the nothingness of man.
35节说世上所有的居民都算为虚无。
And in verse 35, all the inhabitants of the earth are accounted as nothing.
在天上的万军和地世上的居民中，他都凭自己的旨意行事。
And he does according to his will among the host of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth.
无人能拦阻他手。或问他说你做什么呢？
And none can stay his hand or say to him, what have you done?
神找了这位尼布甲尼撒王。
God has found this King Nebuchadnezzar.
是人像的这个金头。
And he is the head of gold.
是在象征着人国度里头最高大，最这个强大的这个国度里面最强的一位王。
And he is the most powerful, the most magnificent king.
你可以说在他之下，马代波斯经文说有接下来的国不如你。
And after him was Mede and Persia, and according to the scripture, they were not comparable as Babylon.
之后也是一个不如一个，最后到罗马的时候，他那一讲铁跟这个半铁半泥，也最后也是被那个石头砸碎。
And one kingdom after another, and then all of them are infuriating. And until the time of Rome, it was half iron and half clay.
所以你想，这个尼布甲尼撒王想说，这个人像之所以会被砸碎，是因为他从这个金头之后就变成银胸，然后就变这个铜腰，然后最后变铁腿哈。那这样子越来越差，我不如把它全部变金的。那这个石头看你砸不砸的碎啊。
So according to the understanding of King Nebuchadnezzar, you know, there is this, the reason why this statue was, could be broken is because, you know, like, underneath the head of gold, there was bronze, and then there was this chest of silver, this waste of bronze, and then all the way to the clay and iron. What if I can change everything, all the statue,to be made of gold, and so it's going to last forever and will not be destroyed.
也许他在想说神不公平，为什么等到后面很弱的时候再把它砸碎？你是不是要不要试试看砸我的这个金像？
So maybe he was complaining about God that he is not fair. Why are you waiting till the kingdom has become so weak to destroy it? If I can make it into the entire piece as gold, try and break it from my hand.
三十五节他就讲到什么？世人算为虚无。
And in verse 35, he understands that all the inhabitants of the earth are counted as nothing.
第四章，神就对尼布甲尼撒王就说，就算是整个人是金像也好了，你今天就像个动物在野地里面爬。
So in chapter 4, God has taught Nebuchadnezzar a lesson. Even though the entire statue,It's made by gold. You can still be destroyed. Look at you, you're crawling like a beast in the field.
所以他才说，这位神呢，他凭自己的旨意行事。
So Nebuchadnezzar finally acknowledged that this God do according to his will.
无人能够拦阻他手或问他说你在做什么。
And there is nobody that can stay his hand or say to him, what have you done?
这人像能够被砸碎不是因为后来越来越差而被砸碎的。这个人像不管是怎么样的一个光景强大的光景的话神照样能够凭着他的旨意行事。
And the statue, it was broken, not because it's getting worse and worse that it was broken, but God can do according to his will, and regardless of the quality of a statue.
第二点。
Second.
在第三十六节说，那时我的聪明复归于我。
In verse 36, at the same time, my reason returned to me.
在这里你看英文的动词的话，是被动的。
So when you take a look at the English, the grammar shows that it's passive.
动词都是被动的，就是那我的聪明被归给我，我的这个荣耀跟威严被归给我这些的王位也是还来就是怎么说是加给我的，不是他自己。能够做的。
So the verbs were actually passive, and then so it was returned to me. The reason was returned to me, and the glory was returned to me. The splendor and majesty was returned to me.
我今天能够在这个国位上是被建立起来的。
So the reason why I'm actually established on this throne is because I was established.
所以他了解了一点。
So this lesson Nebuchadnezzar learned.
他所有的都不是他能够自己得来的。
Everything that he had is not because of him.
都是神所赐予的。
Everything he had was given by God.
你看一看，这些国家都不是他打下来的吗？
Can't you see that all his these countries actually he conquered?
这些地方不是靠他的这个战术把他攻下来的吗？
All these nations he conquered, were it because of the strategies of his?
他今天认识到，就算他这个头脑的战术也都是从神来的。
And now he understood that even for all the smart strategies, they were given by God.
所以以前时不时都会有人笑基督徒，你为什么吃饭祷告？这些不是你自己赚钱买来的吗？
So many a time, Christians were asked frequently, why are you still giving thanks before every meal? Didn't you get this food because of your hard work?
我们就会说，就连我们能够工作，今天头脑还可以活动上班赚钱，也都是神的恩典。
And we would argue that even for the ability that we are able to think, we're able to work, all these intelligence and ability are coming from God.
这是对的。
And this is right.
最后，他讲到在最后一节三十七节。
Lastly, he was talking about, in verse 37.
神所做的全都诚实，他所行的也都公平。
All his works are right, and his ways are just.
巴比伦是一个杀人不眨眼的一个国家。
And Babylon is a very cruel nation. It kills at will.
你读诗篇就晓得。
And when you read the book of Psalms, you will understand.
诗人会写诗说巴不得神也把敌人的婴孩的头扎在这个石头上，你就晓得巴比伦在征服列国的时候他们做了什么事。
And the psalmist says that he wished that the heads of the infants will be crushed upon the rocks. And then you understand the cruel deeds the Babylonian armies were doing when they were conquering nations.
当这一个王最后认识到这一位神的时候，他就承认说他所做的全都诚实，他所行的也都公平。
So at the end when the king saw this God and acknowledged him, He said all his works are right and his ways are just. So today is Independence Day.
我知道我们过去几年加上今年我们都为美国国家的光景很忧虑。
And I know that, including this year, for the past few years, we're very worried about the status of this nation.
你不喜欢前任总统的，你前四年很忧虑。
So if you do not like the previous president, you were very worried, in the past 4 years.
你不喜欢现任总统的，你现在还在忧虑。
If you do not like this present president, you are still very worried.
但是我要你们知道，在他们之上有一至高者。
But I want you to know that there is one most high, who is above them.
我们在地上有我们公民的责任要做。
On this earth, we have the duty of a citizen.
当政府做一些不对的事情的时候，我们有责任要站起来说话。
When the nation, when the country is doing something evil, we have to stand up and speak out.
但是我们绝对不需要以一个忧虑的心、焦虑的心来面对我们现在的光景。
But we should by no means face our situation with a heart that is full of worry and anxiety.
我们认识这位神吗?
Do we really know this God?
在你的心目中, 心里有没有认识这位神?
In our heart, do we truly, truly know this God?
有一首歌是很老的歌。
There is a very old song.
他说在一生中最大的事是认识你。
It's the lyric says, the greatest thing,And all my life is knowing you.
在一生中最大的事是爱慕你。
The greatest thing in all my life is loving you.
在一生中最大的事是服侍你。
The greatest thing in all my life is to serve you.
因为神是至高的神。
Because our God is the most high God.
我们的认识是用我们的心，我们的灵来认识神。
We know this God in truth and in our spirit.
当你真认识他的时候，不管你站在什么样的一个光景当中，你都能够安静，因为诗篇说你们要安静，要认识我是神。
When you truly know this God, in whatever circumstance you are in, you're going to quiet yourself and wait for him, because the psalmist said that you have to be quiet for.Knowing that I am God.
今天没有主入学哈，除了我们这个受洗班需要上课以外，没有主入学，所以我们稍微拖一点，我们来唱这首歌。
We don't have Sunday school today. Aside from the baptism class, so we're going just to take the advantage and then spend a few more minutes in singing the song.
一起起立。我相信有一些人会唱一起跟我跟我一起唱我们清唱。
Please arise. I know some of you probably know how to sing it, so let's sing without a music accompany.
在一生中最大的事是认识你。在一生中最大的事是认识你。我要更认识你，更深地认识你。在一生中是认识你 ，loving you. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. I want to love you more. I want to love you more. The greatest things in all my life is loving you. 在一生中最大的事是服侍你，在一生中最大的事是服侍你，我要更服侍。 你更深地服侍你，在一生中最大的事是服侍你。我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亘古长存的主。
Lord, the Ancient of Days.
你是我们的主。
Lord, you are our God.
我们恳求主你开我们的心眼。
Lord, we pray that you are going to open the eye of our hearts.
开我们的心眼, 让我们看到我们今天到底是站在谁的面前。
Open our hearts that we can see who before whom we actually are standing.
我们知道将来在永恒的时候，我们往回看的时候，我们在你的荣耀的国度里面，我们再往回看的时候。
Lord, we know that in the future, when we are standing in eternity and looking back, when we are standing in this eternal glory and looking back,
我们会在想说，当初为什么为了这么一点的小事而心烦？
And we may wonder why we are so frustrated with such little, such small issue.
但是这些事今天在我们的心目中是何等。
But these very small issues are such big burdens in our heart nowadays.
开我们的心眼, 让我们看见,
Lord, open our heart that we can see Jesus Christ.
让我们能够认识你,
that we can know you.
不单只是我们知识上的认识,
not only to know you knowledge-wise,
而是从我们内心深处的认识。
But to know you from the innermost part of our heart. That our understanding of you is so deep that this peace beyond understanding can come upon us.
让我们认识你到一个地步，我们不是骄傲，我们乃是实实在在的说，我并不在乎，因为我已认识神。
And that we can understand you so deep that not out of pride, but out of the reverence and understanding that we can say in boldness that we don't care.
我们认识我们的主，他是我们的主，他是我们的牧者。
We know our God, He is our Lord and our Shepherd.
我们把我们的家庭，我们的工作，我们的社区，我们的国家。
Lord, we lift up our family, our work, our community, and our nation to you. That we can know you, you are the most high God. And you're transcending everything, higher than anything, higher than any authority in our lives.
帮助我们能够在你里面，主，我们向你求，求主你，我们若内心里面仍然有焦虑， 有担忧的时候，让我们能够一直在你面求，求到那一个时刻，你让我们的心能够安息在你里面。
And Lord, help us whenever we are worried, whenever we have struggles, let us just continue praying until the peace has come upon us.
也许需要花个一夜，也许是三天三夜，也许很长的时间。
Maybe one night, maybe 3 days and three nights, maybe even longer.
那我们要在你面前恳求主你，让我们能够真明白、真认识你。
But Lord, we come before you to earnestly seek you, that we can truly know you.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.